Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nissan Post Game Show. I'm Chris Sheeran. Our final score tonight, the Spurs 93 and the Nets 77, a game which we saw Lawrence Frank and Jason Kidd both get ejected. And Lawrence Frank's ejection was his first one as a head coach. The Nets with five technical fouls in the third quarter. It's their fifth straight loss. Tony Parker with 19 points, and the Spurs extend their winning streak to 12 games. And here is the race for eighth place in the NBA Eastern Conference, and look who's in the eighth spot, the New York Knickerbockers. We'll see highlights from them a little bit later. They're tied with the Magic for the eighth spot, and the Heat and Pacers also all bunched in from 6 to 9. Everyone is in the race right there. It was another rough night for the Nets in the Lone Star State, and the men who were there to witness it firsthand, Marv Albert and Jim Spanarkle, are joining us right now. And guys, bleak would be the word that we'd use about the Nets' performance tonight and on their current road trip.
Chris, it was not a happy journey through the Texas Triangle, right? Although, Jim, I know you spent a lot of time on the Riverwalk and enjoyed yourself.
Still didn't get a chance to ride one of those boats. I want to drive it. I don't want to sit in it.
Well, you know, it's 9:30 here, San Antonio time.
But I'm losing an hour.
That's true. You are concerned. You are psyching yourself out with the changing of the clock moving forward. As far as the game was concerned, though, we saw a net meltdown. Yep. In the third quarter, because, and again, the bar has been lowered the way the Nets have been playing, mm-hmm. and they have not been playing well, obviously. But in the first half, there was some good signs. There was energy. Right. I thought the defensive play yep. improved. And then there was that 10-0 run by San Antonio right at the end of the half. And then things turned around with the five technical fouls mm-hmm. in that third quarter.
Yeah, and it's an indicator, I think, Marvin, at the end of that second quarter, if you recall, also at the end of the third quarter, they had a problem, too, down the stretch there. So putting it together for spurts, but you're right. In the third quarter, it just got out of hand with it. I think the buildup of the frustration of this trip, I think the buildup of how this game was going, because even though they were in this game, I think they just didn't feel real good at the offensive end of the floor. And, I mean, I can understand it from a player's perspective, but we touched on it during the game. You still got to control your emotions as much as you can.
The major concern, I think, for the Nets, the fact that their two all-star players, mm-hmm. Vince Carter and Jason Kidd, have not played well the last four or five games, and these two guys were really going strong about 2 weeks ago.
I agree with you there, and I think unless Carter and Kidd are at least playing up to 75-80% of what they can normally do, this team is going to have problems unless they get a spectacular guy off the bench like a Knockbar to come in and really put up some big numbers. But, you know, they're still searching for it. I think, you know, there's an excuse with Richard Jefferson being out of the lineup and now getting back in, even though he's on the floor for the last two nights. I don't think he's really back in terms of the way it's supposed to be, if you will. So there's still that gradual time period that it's going to take before this team comes together. And so it may take them another 10 days, and they don't really have a whole lot of time to pull it together.
Richard Jefferson tonight plays 35 minutes. Right. Made his return last night against the Rockets, 16 minutes, looking rusty, still showing some signs of a guy who has not played in 21 mm-hmm. games. But also, I thought there were some positives from Jefferson tonight.
I did also. I thought he ran the floor a couple of times pretty well. He slashed the basket. So I think what the Nets are trying to do right now is, I would think, is put this road trip, try to win. Obviously, you're going out to win, but try, as importantly, to get Richard Jefferson back to a healthy state. So once you get through this road trip, which is a tough road trip, you can come back, and although you have Miami waiting for you next week, try to get this team back together again. So now you have maybe 15 games left, and then you have a healthier team that you make a run.
And, Jim, how the perspective changes now. The Grizzlies, who will play the Nets Monday night in Memphis, they look at the Nets as a very winnable game. Right. And that's not the case in the past.
No, I agree with you there also. And I think that most teams now look at the Nets in the shape they're in with the Jefferson injury, with the way they're playing. I think most teams are looking at the Nets right now, whether it's home or away, that this is a team right now that we can take while they're down, kick them while they're down, and stay on top of them.
Before we send it back to Chris, a word about the San Antonio Spurs. Mm-hmm. They are a team that could win it all once again. Right now they have the third best record in the NBA, the trailing Phoenix and Dallas. They make it 12 straight. And we were talking about it during the game and a couple times during the commercial breaks. You look up and down the lineup. This is a very deep, smart ball club.
It is, and the subs come on the floor, and they run the same patterns. They have the same sets. They're really well-schooled in it, well-coached from that standpoint. I think Popovich does a great job of kind of letting guys just play their way through the game. And, you know, if they make a mistake or so, he'll stay with them, but he knows that depth is a beautiful thing in this league. If you have consistent guys coming off the bench, you can really just maneuver it from game to game sometimes, but their bench has been a very solid component of this team.
All right, so a very long night once again for the Nets as they head to Memphis. They'll wind up the trip at Memphis on Monday and against the Hornets in Oklahoma City on Tuesday. Let's get back to Chris.
Thanks, guys. As always, great job tonight.
Thank you, Chris.
And here is Lawrence Frank. He met with the media earlier.
What happened out there?
Well, yeah, I think the, you know, we felt that there were some calls we felt obviously should have gone the other way. Both teams were fighting very hard. You know, obviously we didn't see eye to eye with the officials.
What was your understanding, first of all, why Jason was thrown out? What was that?
They said he said, you know, something, whatever. And so, you know, I mean, so he got the first one, then he got the second one. But, it's a shame, you know, because our pain attacks, we had very, very good intent. We never ever blame the game on referees, and it's not. It's just you just feel like you want to have the benefit of when a foul is a foul, and you know there's always going to be a difference of opinion, and that was obviously the case with what we felt tonight.
Now, on your first technical, were you more protecting Jason as well as anything?
Well, I mean, it was a combination. I mean, I thought it was a foul. It was the second time of a pain attack with no call whatsoever. He has the right intent, and so not only was I protecting him, but I thought I wouldn't protect someone if I didn't feel it was the right call was or was not made. But the second one, I was a little bit baffled that I was thrown out. I didn't cuss or anything like that, and I was a little bit surprised to get thrown out.
Did you say anything to the officials at that point? Were you just talking to your guys?
No, I said something to the lead official, but it had nothing to do about there were no cuss words involved. It was just a matter of how I thought the game was going. It was just a general comment made, he took obviously exception with it and threw me out. And I would never, like I said, especially with Jason out, the last thing I wanted to do was leave the team. So I felt bad about that. But yet at the same point, we obviously fought a lot harder tonight, and I don't want that to, you know, with all the texts and the ejections and all that BS. I think, you know, the key is, we made some strides defensively. We're not where we need to be. Yet the question still remains, will we increase our level and focus our attention level and our concentration and maintain a consistent effort level to guard? Because what was telling to me was during that first quarter stretch, you know, it was what, 18, 13, 19, 13, we had like 9 straight empty possessions, but yet we guarded. So by defending, you give yourself a margin for error. The Spurs average one more point per game than we do over the course of, you know, whatever it's been, 63 games now. But they guard every night. The team we played last night, Houston, guards every night. The team we played prior to that on Tuesday, Dallas, they guard every night. And for us, we have 19 games remaining. That has to be the staple. So we tasted it. We sniffed it a little bit tonight. But it won't mean anything unless we can continue to understand that's got to be who we are. That always was our standard. And it's important we understand that's how we have to play.
When Jason goes out, how do you feel the team responded like that? I mean, did they...
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they always rally around the leader. Jason's our heart and soul of the team. We just wanted to make sure we called those guys over just to make sure we kept our poise with it, that, you know, you want to fight and rally behind, your captain gets thrown out. And obviously even, you know, during that, you know, our guys put together a nice run to begin that fourth quarter. It was like 11-4 run. To chip away, but unfortunately, again, you know, we didn't get the stops we needed. We made a couple mistakes, and then we had a couple turnovers down on the other end.
Did you
So Lawrence Frank kept his argument clean, but he was hit with two tees and ejected from the game. And the Nets have had a rough time in the Lone Star State since the year 2002-2003. Since that season, they are 2-13 in Texas. Richard Jefferson, in his second game back from his ankle surgery, had 7 points on 3-10 shooting from the field. He also ripped 6 rebounds, and earlier, he met with the media.
What was your take on Jason and your coach getting ejected tonight?
It was unfortunate. I guess they just felt, that things weren't really going our way, and felt that things weren't being called fairly.
Did you feel you weren't getting rewarded for attacking?
You don't have to say anything.
I think our captain and our coach, express enough frustration. There's no need for us to, say anything. I think the referees are out there doing a hard job, it's just, Jay and Al, and I think our whole team, didn't feel that way.
Coach talked about the need to defend and that you got a taste of how you need to play defensively to win. Do you feel that?
Yeah, but I'm not really big on tastes and moral victories. We did a good job in the first half. There's only, a few stretches where we weren't really, playing good defense. It was mainly towards the end. We've had a little bit of struggle this year when we're playing good defense, not being able to score. There was an 8-9, play stretch where we stopped it from scoring, but we weren't also scoring either. And, that's kind of tough.
How did you feel out there in your second game?
I felt all right. Felt better.
Why? What specifically did you feel better? You felt lift? Did you run better?
A little bit of everything felt better.
A tough night for the Nets all around. Richard Jefferson, his second game back, 7 points on the night. No net scored over 17. That person was Vince Carter, and he met with the media earlier as well.
What's your reaction to Jason and your coach getting ejected tonight?
I don't have one. I really don't.
You feel your team wasn't getting rewarded for attacking the basket?
I mean, they were just speaking up as a captain and as a head coach, speaking up for the team, and unfortunately, they got ejected. But we were hoping to kind of light a spark under our butts and we kind of get it in gear, which we did, but it just wasn't enough.
Looked like you were standing between Jay and the ref once he called that second tech. Did you think Jay did anything that warranted you hearing?
I don't know. I mean, he felt that he said something derogatory to him, or that's what he said, and that's just how it went down.
Did you sense that there was a buildup of frustration tonight from this team?
We were trying to be as aggressive as they were, and just trying to get to the hole, and we were getting calls, so everybody was kind of irritated, all of the above. I just don't have any words for it, and just wanted to ask the ref how come we couldn't get any calls, and it kind of got out of hand. But we just had to keep fighting.
Is that one of the things you do as a team that's struggling? When I know that they're a good team, you try and get respect by
You just try to attack the basket, exactly. Just try to attack the basket and get some points with the clock stopped, and try to get some of the guys in foul trouble. It just wasn't enough. We couldn't get any calls down there. They were doing a great job of attacking us and limiting us to one shot. So it was just tough. And I'm just proud of the guys. After all that took place, we were able to still come out and keep playing hard and just try to make a game of it. And we just still couldn't get it going.
Was Jay, was he arguing a specific call or just the overall tenor?
I think just all, just a couple of plays that he felt that he should have gotten some calls maybe. Just he asked the ref, so whatever. It's over with now.
So there are Vince Carter's thoughts. Jason Kidd's night ended early. He was ejected in the third quarter. The first time he's been ejected from a game as a Net. 7 points, 3 of 11 from the field. He had 4 boards and 7 assists. And Jason Kidd earlier met with the media.
Oh, we as a team, we couldn't get any stops. We had some good looks. We just couldn't make a shot when we had it down to 7 or 9. We had a great opportunity, but we just couldn't get any stops. And offensively, we couldn't make any shots.
What about your situation?
My situation, that was just something that Tony felt that he had to do. And so, that's what happened.
Jason, just tell us what was said or nope. The second one, though, were you surprised by the second one?
I was surprised by all of them. I mean, So, but, you know, Tony felt that that's what he had to do. And so, you know, you got to respect that.
Were you arguing a specific call or just the overall tenor of the calls that they were making?
I don't complain about calls unless, you know, if I have a legitimate case. And I thought I did. So, but, you know, Tony felt differently, and you know, he took the game under, you know, he made the 2T calls, and that's, you know, that's what happened. There's nothing else I could do.
But, were you even near him on the second one?
I was down the court, so again, you know, he wanted to make the call, and he made it. So he was the star tonight.
Did you have any history with him in the past?
No. I don't have any history with any official. The only time I would complain about something is unless I have a true argument. And I felt I had a good argument, a good case. But unfortunately, he felt otherwise.
Is there an overall sense of frustration, you know, with just the way things are going on the court and maybe that leading to not getting called?
You know, anytime on the road, especially, you know, San Antonio, Dallas, or Houston, or wherever you're playing, it's going to be tough. So maybe frustration, maybe set, you know, creeped in. But, you know, again, we gave great effort defensively and, you know, offensively. We just couldn't make shots. You know, we had some great looks, and they just didn't go in.
So there you have it. The Nets dropped their fifth in a row, 93-77. And that's going to finish up the Nissan postgame. And come back with us on Monday when the Nets continue their road trip by taking on the Grizzlies in Memphis. Our pregame coverage begins at 7:30, followed by tip-off shortly after 8. Now, for Marv Albert, Jim Spanarkle, and our entire YES Network team, I'm Chris Sheeran. Have a great day, everyone. Take care.